In Northwest news from 88.5 KPLU, sex trafficking of minors and others coerced into prostitution is only possible when there's a market. And one way to stem the demand, according to a new coalition, is to get workplaces involved. KPLU Law and Justice reporter Paula Whissel has the story.
Alyssa Bernard calls herself a prostitution survivor. She's going to college now, but she spoke to a group of business and government leaders in Seattle about the time she said when she had to sell her body to survive. She told them about a call she once got. The man, she says, was going into lurid detail about what he wanted.
When suddenly he said, "Oh, wait, hold on a second." And I heard a woman's voice in the background. "When do you need those reports by?" And it hit me. He was calling me from his office.
Apparently, that's not unusual. A recent study by the King County Prosecutor's Office shows that the peak time for online solicitation of sex is 2 in the afternoon. So a new effort by a group called BEST, Businesses Ending Slavery and Trafficking, is focusing on the workplace. King County Executive Dow Constantine is part of it. He says it's about more than just reminding people that soliciting sex while you're at work is illegal. It's also about educating employees to be proactive in stopping sex trafficking.
Could be the bus driver, could be the health clinic worker, could be any of our employees who interact with the public.
Constantine says those employees will be trained so they know what to do and who to contact if they do see something. In King County, a report shows 104 people arrested for soliciting sex from minors worked at all sorts of businesses, ranging from IT to construction to retail. Paula Whissel, KPLU News.